Yeah,
he's a magician. Come on.
Calgary's new rock alternative, X929. There is Stone Temple Pilots covering Dancing Days. It's Josh Holliday here with you, and joined by some visitors. David, I'm going to mispronounce your last name, I think. Figlioli?
You said it perfectly. Yeah,
awesome.
So you're right.
Christina
Campolongo.
A couple of whops
in the studio. I like to pronounce it with a fake accent. both part of the Corteo show, the Cirque du Soleil show that's happening now until early September at the Curry Barracks. And really, I saw it opening night. Really, really great show.
Thank you.
Looks like you guys are having a lot of fun doing it as well. Both from different backgrounds. I always find this fascinating because the show brings people together from all over the world and all in one place.
Yeah.
David, your background is straight up acting stuff.
Straight
for the
up
most
actor,
part.
Yeah.
And Christina used to work
circus brat,
circus,
all the
circus
way.
Kid. Like looking back, I see pictures of when you're seven in the circus ring. Mm-hmm. But more on the animal side, and then
I've been an aerialist since the age of 16. So right. Practically all of my time here at Cirque du Soleil, nearly 10 years.
And what are some of the things that you do during the Corteo show?
In Corteo, I'm hired as an aerialist. So I'm one of the lovers of the dead clown or one of his past lovers, and I fly up in the air. But I also do a comedy skit, a Romeo and Juliet comedy skit. So it's really a great show in the fact that I get to show so many different qualities of myself, both being graceful and then 2 seconds later being the nut that I really am.
You are kind of crazy.
Thank you. I'm
but in a good way.
I love it.
In a good way.
I take it as a compliment.
And it's hard to explain for people who haven't seen the show. They're like, oh, because I used to be, prior to actually seeing a Cirque show, kind of like, oh, I don't know, Cirque du Soleil. And then I saw it, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. If it's ever near me again, I have to see it. And,
absolutely.
So you're the white clown, as they call it.
As they call it, is the white clown, which is always hard to tell people what you do. Oh, you're with the Cirque. What do you do? I'm a clown. Oh. No, but it's not. It's really not a clown role. The clown roles in this show are not. They're more poetic. To me, they demand the skills of an actor more than a clown. They're not clown roles. They're actor roles or characters. So you want me to describe that role? I wish I could.
It's a tough one. When I first saw you come on stage, it reminded me, do you ever see the Seinfeld episode where he's afraid of clowns? And it's almost the exact same style of that clown. I'm like, oh my God, it's here. But it's weird. How did you come to Cirque? Because I was kind of going over your background. You've had guest spots in Las Vegas, Charmed, Angel, ER. Yeah. You were a Klingon at one point.
Yes, I was
a
Klingon.
That's got to be nice on the resume.
It was fun. It was interesting. 3 hours of makeup.
Yeah,
for two lines.
Well, that's part of the fun of it. You don't want a desk job. That's why you do it, so you can experience all different. All
absolutely.
Different
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How did you hook up with Cirque?
Well, I saw my first Cirque show in, I think it was 2001. I was living in L.A. and I was just starting out with my television work, and a friend had an extra ticket. Someone canceled. I went to see the show, and I went, oh God. I'm going to have to do this because I knew that it was something that was a good match for my skills and what Cirque demanded. But I knew I wanted to stay in LA and do some things, more things there. And then I started to get bored and I said, okay, it's time. And I sent in a tape and they invited me to an audition. I auditioned and then they offered me a job.
Very nice. And now you're traveling. And what's that like? Because I always find it kind of a fascinating experience because you do have people from every corner of the world with every kind of skill set and you're all in one place. What's the day-to-day life when you're not actually performing? Like, what's the social dynamic like?
Well, for me, I'm very different than a lot of people. I grew up on the road. I grew up in the circus. And I've worked for Cirque on a resident show where I stayed in place for 7 years. And being on tour for me is much more like being at home. I'm much happier traveling with a group of people who you get really close with and they become your family. And sometimes you wish they didn't know everything they know and they know everything that you don't want them to know. And they're there everywhere you go. Of course, we're all in the city looking at the same thing. So you're one day off, you're going to meet into five, six different people that sometimes you just want your day off to yourself. But sometimes it's really great to have that connection, especially going into new cities and coming up soon, new countries where you don't speak the languages, to have that companionship, that family and friends, it helps you get through.
Nice. And so can you tell us, Dave, do you have any secrets about Christina that she wouldn't want you to...
I actually do, but I won't say a word.
Look at it, she's turning red.
Learned his lesson. She's turning
really red. Uh-oh.
It's ironic this is just brought up at our last meeting, too, that there are certain things that should not be shared with others. Wow. If it's personal life. So I remain mum.
All right. Look how mad you are. Oh, my God. She's got some dark secrets. Yeah, all right, nothing. We won't say anything more. But there are some couples on the road as well. The silk guy. Who has, I think, muscles in every, like, even probably in his toes. The yes. Russian dude. It's like, oh
yeah, crazy.
Humiliated me. I was like, oh God, I have no coordination, and now I have no muscle tone.
Yes, they're a married couple.
Straps are a married couple. Are Valentina and Grisha, the little people, are a couple.
Yeah.
Duke
and Tasha,
who's out right now. Married. She's training to learn some new stuff in the
show.
But
pretty much all the cast is in couples, majorly, just not all married, but majorly we are.
There's a lot of pairing off. It's like a small village.
We are a very coupled cast.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's because it's really hard to maintain a relationship outside of the show because you're traveling so much, you're working so much. It's a small village, and within that small village, you're also bringing a lot of young people with similar backgrounds, gymnasts and aerialists, that, you know, and there's going to be attraction, and it happens.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, this is interesting. Yeah, there's so much under the surface. All right. Well, the show is Corteo. It's playing here in Calgary till the 7th. And then where are you off to next?
Ottawa.
We are off to Ottawa.
Ottawa, okay. Yeah.
And then down to Miami, and then here comes Japan.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming by. And the next Cirque party, make sure I'm there because I want to experience these things.
All right.
I can only dream. You're listening to X99.
Thank you.